Hello, I'm Paul Davis, a servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you. I'm ministering from my office in my home in Plano, Texas. I would like to speak to you in somewhat of a personal way. Many have read my posting that I put up last evening about my calling into the ministry in Israel, the Garden Tomb, on the 17th of June, 1974. Perhaps many have not read that post, but it's not too late. I believe it's called what?
A very important day.
A very important day in my life. I want to say on the 17th day of June, about some things that have transpired in my life in the past 39 years. I'd just like to recount a bit. I was a practicing veterinarian, owned my own business, my own hospital, very successful, happy with what I was doing, but in rebellion against God. On January 2nd, 1970, I drove away from my hospital practice to go someplace I did not know where it would lead. I was 37 years old. Had a wife and a daughter, Patty Davidson and Kathy Davidson. And believed that God had told me to sell all that I owned and follow him. Oh, I'd been called to do it before, but I wasn't able to forsake all. But that day, 1970, January 2nd, I drove away and followed God. And on the 17th day of June, 1974, at the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem, there God visited me in a powerful way. There was a man speaking with the anointing of God, and that power that was in him entered into me. Sitting on the pine benches under the pine trees at the tomb of the garden, just near Golgotha, the Lord was talking about my life and my ministry and where I'd go. For 4.5 years, following the sale of all my holdings, I did not know what I would do. You can read in my posting last night about my call to the ministry at the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem and how I got there. That day was a major change in my life. A major change. For one time, in 4.5 years, I knew what God wanted me to do. But I did not run ahead, but I waited for the voice of God, for the Father of spirits, the Father of lights, to talk to me. After all, he's the one that told me to sell my veterinary hospital, my practice, my farms, my cattle, my horses, and obey him. Obey his voice, and that I did. And if he told me to sell all that I own and obey him, why would I not try to wait to hear him again with some instructions that would not just be laying everything down, forsaking everything that you own, but with some direction. Acts 1:8, you can read it. And I returned to Texas, and I had a home Bible study that God directed me to conduct. And as soon as I returned home, God started directing me in a new way. I was blessed. But let me tell you, the steps in a new way brought much persecution and affliction and bitterness and hatred against me. But it was too late to turn back. I believed I was on the right trip, right track, and I continued to walk. Today, I look back 39 years at not my life, but what has the changes that have taken place in America. In America, never in my life would I believe the changes that have taken place in America and the changes that have taken place have occurred because America, the United States of America, rejected the gospel that I preached, beginning nationwide in 1980, and still preach it today. What a wonderful Savior. Oh, what a Savior. I've got a quartet that's going to be singing this song before too long. But as I finish, after I finish, I'm going to put up one that Ernie Haas sings. Jay Cash, George Jones, one other, I believe. I can't think of his name. Oh, what a savior, folks. He will save you not just from sin, but from destruction. Love you. God bless you. This is Lord Davidson speaking from his home in Plano, Texas, on the 39th year, the day of the 39th year that God called me into the ministry. That day was June 17, 1974, at the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem. Love you. Talk to you later. Good day.